Coach. Let's start out with John Mellencamp.
Hey, Coach. Okay. Talk about Gabe's play. What impresses you the most after you, when you first saw him play?
Well, I think the first thing that you see is his incredible length and athleticism. He's also got a pretty solid skill set. I mean, I think he will get better. He will get stronger. But we are really excited about him. Joining the program, I think he can definitely impact our team, and it fits perfectly with our style of play.
Steve Anderson.
Yeah, good evening. To talk big picture a little bit, how does this class fit the needs of the program?
Well, I think the important thing was in the first, the early period, we signed two impact players, both of whom could make shots. Both are versatile. Josh can play 1-2, 2-1. He also can play 3 because he's 6'6", he can rebound. But Aaron White, is a 3-4-5. I mean, he can play small forward, power forward. He can play, as a pick and pop post player. He's long. Both guys are long. He can defend the way we want to defend. In the late period, we had a different. And I think a better opportunity to evaluate our team. We fought like coach one season, so that Anthony Hubbard was a perfect fit with what we have back and with what we had brought in the early period. He's a 1-2-3-4 who can make plays off the dribble. He's got a body already at 225, and he can make shots. So then we had a 6'10 shot blocking, running, jumping post player who can shoot the mid-range jumper, and I think we've now added 4 guys that without question can impact our program immediately.
Jared Ahrens?
Jared actually stepped out for a moment. He'll pass. Thank you.
Okay. Jordan Garrison?
Yeah, Coach, can you just talk about, as far as inside, obviously, you lose Jared. Can you talk about how Gabe kind of fits in and being able to,
But, Jared Cole is without question a big loss.
Yeah.
His physical presence, his energy level, and his leadership. And unfortunately for us, I don't think there's any question, he was playing his best basketball in a lot of part of the season. He was really coming into his own. Because remember, he had a knee injury last year. So now, we look at this from a lot of different ways. We have certainly Mel Salvatore, who will be much better next year while being spectacular last year. So, where do we go with that other position? You got Andrew Brommer and Devin Archie as seniors, both 6'9", 240. You got Aaron White and Zach McKee, both with different skill sets than the two big guys I just mentioned. And now we have Dave Olesinny, who's a 6'10", long arm shot blocker with a 7'2 wingspan. So we've got a lot of flexibility in terms of how we're going to go and replace Jared Cole.
Scott Dockerman?
Yeah, Fran, just talk a little bit about the recruiting process. I know you were in on his teammate as well. And how much time did you and Andrew spend in Wichita? Were you nervous?
Well, Scott, interestingly enough, when we went to Wichita, it was to watch our contender play the first time. He just recently arrived in his country, to play for Sunrise, and we just fell in love with him, and we ended up offering Gabe. We already offered Eric. I offered Eric when he was at Cheshire Academy before he transferred, and so, we saw Gabe. We loved his length. We loved his skill set, and felt very comfortable with offering him as we got to know him and felt like he could be an impact player. So we ended up recruiting both of them. So every time we went to Wichita after that, it was to recruit both of them. So we obviously would have taken both, but we're ecstatic to get Gabe and think Gabe's going to be a great Hawkeye.
Ryan Sacramento.
Hey, Coach. You had a couple of recruits the last couple of days that haven't played basketball that long. on. Does that present an advantage for you guys as a coaching staff, or a problem?
You know what? Could you? It's really loud here. Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
You got a couple guys that haven't been playing basketball that for very long the last couple of days. I mean, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I think in Hubbard's case, he's been playing basketball for a long time in this country. He didn't play organized, but he's been playing basketball. I think it's a more difficult adjustment for Gabe in the sense that he's been playing over in England and has been getting adjusted to play in the United States. Either way, I mean, you're talking about a 26-year-old with a 225-pound frame and a complete skill set who just came off an All-American season, so he's going to be terrific. Gabe Olesinski, I mean, he's a guy that can play the game and is as athletic as any 6'10 player I've ever been around, so both are going to have great impacts immediately.
Styles. Hey, Coach, at what point during the recruiting process did you feel confident that you were going to actually land Gabe?
I felt, you know, the funny thing about that is I felt all alone that we were right there with Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether or not, you know, a lot of times you end up in those situations coming in second. It's a lot of work, and the kid really likes it, but he gets it down to two from a larger number, and then it goes the wrong way. So I don't know that I felt 100% sure until this weekend that he was leading our way. But I thought he had a great visit. I thought we had an excellent rapport, and I thought he really liked Coach Francis. And the players did a really good job with him when he made his visit. So I'm ecstatic.
Last question, Coach, Sean Keeler.
So Ryan's asked my question. I'm good, Matt.
You're good? Okay. All right. Thanks, Coach. Thanks for being so generous with your time.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.